Hi, everybody. Welcome to Quiddity Property Education Season 3. I'm delighted to host this again over the next few months, where we actually get you to meet some of our mentees, lawyers, brokers, and everybody that we use around in property. Today, I'm delighted actually to have Jerome join us for, I think, one of his first podcasts. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And Jerome has joined the Quiddity Property Education title splitting course a few months ago, and he's here to share his story and what he has found from doing the course, finding the property, buying the actual property, and then getting to the point where he's going to start to refinance the property or the flat out. So, Jerome, welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for making the time to share your experience with people, because this is what matters. I think a lot of the time, people think, well, I can't do that. It's not for me. It's not something that I will do. So before we get going, so tell me a little bit more about Jerome and what's your background? What did you do before properties? And what made you think about properties?
Okay, so my background is I work in IT and I still work in IT.
Yeah.
That's my day job. Always had kind of an interest in investing, so kind of like stocks and shares and things like that.
Okay.
But I've always also had an interest in property.
Yeah.
I think from when I was young, actually. You know, it might sound a bit funny, but playing Monopoly as a kid, I really loved.
Oh, wow.
So, something kind of stuck with me, you know. All right, so you can just collect this money from other people, just buy these properties
and get this money.
So something kind of stuck with me with that from when I was a kid. And yeah, that kind of sparked my interest as I got older.
Yeah.
And then I kind of had like a, you know, was looking at different ways to get into property, done different courses.
Yeah.
And I didn't really kind of settle on kind of like a strategy,
okay,
but I, you know, because all the courses, they tell you so many different things that you could do, rent to rent.
So they give you a lot of options,
lots of options.
To focus on one.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I wasn't focused. I was trying to do everything.
Yeah.
Was not really happening.
Yeah.
But one thing that I did learn from them courses was go to networking events.
Yes.
So I started going to lots of networking events, and that's where I came across you and Quiddity group at the Excel property
event. Okay, yes, because we were presenting and we were showcasing our stuff there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's how your first encounter to property, Quiddity Property Education was.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Brilliant. Yeah. And it's funny you say about Monopoly. It's true, because a lot of people say that, because when you think about Monopoly as a game to what we do now, it's exactly that. You know, we're owning the asset that we're getting a passive income from.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that, you know, 30 years later, we're doing that in real life.
And it's even a kind of similar thing. It's like, you know, you're not really in Monopoly. You kind of win from, you don't always win from going for like the Mayfairs and the Park Lanes. You kind of win from going for like the little old road
stuff.
Yeah. Cheaper properties and
yeah,
you know, accumulating more of those. I mean, that's how you can kind of, unless with property, you don't really go for the most expensive assets. You're going for the ones that kind of can, you know,
generate that income, and gradually you increase it.
Yeah.
And I think that's quite representative of everybody. You start with the buy to lets, then you maybe go to the HMO, and that's the kind of normally the transition. I'm glad to see that you are actually, you know, you're skipping steps, because you don't always have to do those steps, because that will take you 20 years. I mean, it took me, you know, kind of 15 years before I realized title split was something. So what made you decide to enroll with the one-to-one title splitting course?
Okay, so I think from the previous property courses that I did, they're more of like a group, big group kind of structure.
Yep.
But I think that when it comes to actually implementing and buying, I wanted to have like that one-to-one kind of thing, someone that can basically kind of like hold my hand through the process, because you don't really get that with those kind of those big group courses.
Yes.
And obviously I met you at that event.
Yeah.
And I didn't like sign up straight away.
No.
Like, I think I got your book first.
Yes.
Read that. And then that kind of, This kind of strategy, I think, more appealed to me, because I was like, okay, once I worked it out, kind of got an idea of how it was working.
Yeah.
I thought, this is definitely the
way. So what was your understanding at that time then? So, you know,
I had a big understanding about like buy, rent, refer, BRRR strategy.
Yeah.
Had an understanding of HMOs, had an understanding of like rent to rents and even deal sourcing and things like that. So I knew all about that kind of stuff from the courses that I'd been to.
Yeah.
But they don't really talk about, and even like things like short leases, I knew about stuff like that.
Yes.
But they don't really talk about, okay, you can just acquire blocks of flats, you can acquire like mixed use commercials. Yeah. They weren't really heavy on that kind of strategy.
Yes.
And that kind of more appealed to me because I was like, okay, so, you know, with one transaction, I can purchase three properties.
Yeah.
It's going to take the same amount of time as it would take me to purchase one.
Exactly.
So that's kind of where it started to kind of fall into place for me. I know a lot of people are quite hesitant about buying flats, but wasn't really, I didn't really think of it in that way.
But also, I think, would you say, I think I recall you saying that actually one of the biggest things that made you kind of make the choice is everybody else was doing the usual stuff, you know, the HMO, the buy-to-let.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this one is quite niche, right? So it's quite specialised.
It's more niche. And HMOs didn't really appeal to me.
Yeah.
And I kind of preferred this strategy. Okay, so, you know, you're still getting, even though you're acquiring like multiple units, it's not like one property and you're just renting out the rooms. So, it's different flats, and I liked the different exits, like that you could possibly sell one if you needed to.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what appealed to me.
And I think that's, so the difference exits is so important. One, two, you're getting different passive income from different units. And three, actually, it's the uplift thing that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
That really then makes a huge difference into how we can keep on investing with the same pot of money.
Yeah.
Would you say that's now, I mean, fast forward a little bit, we're going to talk about your deal in a minute, but is that what your experience has been so far and what you're thinking?
Yeah, because, you know, they also teach you kind of like the different ways, like in the property courses I've been to, like, you know, you can get investors and things like that, but that's not really a straightforward thing, you know?
There's not a queue of people waiting to give you money.
Not a queue of people just waiting to give you a couple hundred thousand to invest in your property business.
Yeah, so that you can get rich.
So that you can get rich, right? And so, you know, for me, there may be things like that, but for me, coming from someone that I'm not like a tradesman, I don't have like a skill, I'm not like heavy in property doing it every day.
Yeah.
You know, it was difficult to kind of do it that way. So that's why I kind of didn't think about, oh, I'm going to be able to get outside investment like that.
So it was always going to be about the money you have and what you can keep doing with it, I guess.
So you can get into it, but I did have like a bit of investment from a family member that I told that I was doing this,
that
was able to help me out that way. But you know, that was from somebody I knew.
And what was that like when you told that family? I know who it is because you told me. What was that like when you said, actually, I'm going to start to do this strategy, which is buying blocks of flats? Now, I'm talking about, I've come from a working class background. Yeah, my parents were like, what?
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. You're going to start buying blocks of flats? What?
Yeah.
How is that going to work?
Yeah.
How was that conversation with a family member?
Interesting.
Tell me more.
Because, when I was trying to explain it, and I was like, you know, so we're going to buy this block and it's on one freehold title and then we're going to split them up. And then it was just like,
going over their heads.
It was like, what? And I was like, don't worry, like I understand it. And then like, I think because they kind of just had trust in me,
of course,
that was help. And because they knew that I had been investing money and time into things and to learn stuff, they knew that I weren't just like, you know, it's not something that I just saw on YouTube and thought, woke up next day and think, let me do this. I'd been kind of working up towards it for like a year or two.
And I think it's important because this is generational money. You know, it's important that, you know, you are helping not just yourself, but family members within your circle. And I think the responsibility is even bigger because it's not just for you. It's, you know, everybody's relying on you.
Yeah.
And so tell me now a bit more about, so once you decided, okay, you've met me, you read the book, where is that? What's that next kind of thought process that says to you, okay, do you know what? Actually, I'm going to sign up to this one-to-one course. And what was the kind of main kind of decision that you had to make to say, okay, I'm going to proceed with this and pay for this course?
So the main decision for me was I decided that this is a strategy that I wanted to do.
Okay.
Like, it was clear for me.
Great.
This is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I also didn't know the details.
Yes.
The ins and outs.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the the contacts, the network of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, I know like brokers and different lenders and, you know, nice solicitors, but I don't know who knows exactly what to do for this kind of strategy. And I obviously knew as well that there was going to, it's not going to be a straightforward buying a single residential property and, you know, refurbing and refining. I knew there was more to it.
Yeah.
So while I was quite confident that this was the strategy that I wanted to do, I didn't have full confidence, not confidence, but I didn't have like the full knowledge end to end from start to finish.
You knew that there was things you didn't know.
Yeah.
And you just needed to work out how to plug that gap, basically.
Because even reading your book, that obviously told me like different things, how to work out different things. But it's like with anything, you know, you can read a book about anything, something, or you can watch a video, but until you do it, it's a completely different thing.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So, and of course, I wanted to work with someone that was kind of like actively doing the strategy. And I knew from like your social media and stuff, like you weren't just advertising the courses. You're out there visiting blocks, buying blocks. You was doing it, and not like 3 years ago. You're doing it like now.
Today. And did that matter to you? Does that matter to you?
Yeah, that mattered to me.
Because a lot of people say that, because it said, you know, we want, because I always say, you know, don't listen to somebody who's done it 20 years ago. 20 years ago, the market was different.
Yeah.
You know, now.
Even 2-3 years ago.
Exactly.
Things changed so much.
Yeah, well, we look at Liz Truss and the doubling of interest rate 2 years ago. We were doing well at 3.75 to 7%. Yeah. And it changes the dynamics completely.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's great. And again, and I think that's one of the reasons why we have mentees on, is to basically go through the mental kind of process that people go through, because there's going to be a lot of people listening to this and saying, actually, you know what, that's like me. You know, I've got some money, family money, I have got a job, but I want to do better. And how do I go from that position to this position? So thanks for sharing that. Now, we're going to move on towards your actual deal itself. And I want to hear you talk about, for example, tell us the property you've sourced. And in our case, we're going to talk about looking at the sourcing element of it. So tell me a bit more about the deal you've sourced, the property itself, where it is, what it is, and what kind of condition you picked it up at.
Okay, so the property itself was obviously sourced by Quiddy Sourcing from after I'd gone through your course and was in the WhatsApp group. I had been looking for property to purchase because through the course, you know, you get us to look at properties, to view properties, which I think we even viewed some of the same ones.
We did, yes.
Through that, I was kind of looking for something. I was, you know, they talk about motivated sellers. I think I was a motivated buyer at this point.
Yes.
Because I was really...
But you're an action taker. That's the difference. You know, you've got to, one thing is doing the course and getting the knowledge. Yeah. The second thing is actually putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. And I wanted to kind of get going kind of as soon as possible. So I'd been looking at a couple different deals that you'd posted in the group. And, you know, done my own numbers on them and seen if it was something that worked for me.
Yeah.
But the one that eventually came through was I think it was about 290,000, think it was.
Correct.
In total, or 295 around that mark. I mean, like including the sourcing and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's a block of 4 flats. So it's 2 1-bed flats and 2 3-bed flats.
Yeah.
And this one was from auction.
Yeah.
Which is a whole nother kettle of fish.
Yeah.
As well, doing things from auction, especially for like a first time purchase.
Yes. So, would you say the 1-to-1 coaching helps that?
That definitely helped with that element. I'd probably say, like, looking back, probably for my first one, I probably wouldn't do auction.
Yeah.
For my first one, only because it's a bit more pressure the time pressure to get things done.
Yeah.
But
then just to ask you there, would you now do it knowing the value you've added to that, which way we're going to get the numbers in a minute?
Yeah.
Would you say, actually, because of the value that I created, auction was definitely a good place to start?
Yeah, I think it is definitely a good place to start if you can get it at the right price.
Yeah.
You can still get it at the wrong price.
Yes, of course. Auction,
but this one, I think, was definitely a good price.
Well, we're going to talk about what the surveyor valued it at on entry.
So on entry, they they valued it at 420.
So you paid 295,
yeah.
And straight away the surveyor that comes out on the bridge yeah. says actually once you title split those four flats, yeah. it'll be worth 420.
Yeah.
So you in effect bagged 125.
Yeah.
£125,000.
Yeah.
Literally overnight.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so that's what.
So do we still think auction purchase, although it was a bit of a, bit fast? Would you have gone back and said I don't want to do that deal?
No, I'd have definitely done the deal. Yeah. The property is in really good condition.
Yeah.
I've got a really good letting agent.
So condition wise, so I always say to my team and mentees, okay, so when we walk in. I want to know on a scale of 1 to 10. So then people can say, so if I've got my sourcing manager out and he says it's a good condition, that means nothing. Yeah. Tell me on a 1 to 10. 1 is really bad. 10 is Buckingham Palace. Where do you think these four flats were at?
I'd say like 7.5 to 8.
Yeah. So it was very, very decent. You know, literally, people were living in there. Okay. Yeah. And I think there was one vacant and three.
There was one vacant, which yeah. is one bed.
Yeah.
And... did like minimum refurb on that, like maybe, you know, spent a few thousand.
Yes.
Really, like
cosmetic stuff.
Cosmetic we were doing. Stuff. Yep. Yeah, like touch ups and everything like this, because it's been vacant for
yeah.
a good few months.
Yeah. Because that was part of the conversation on as part of the coaching. You know, yeah. I'll go through the, once you've picked up the keys, what is it that we should be doing and yeah. how much should you be spending and not yeah. spending? Because there's a tendency sometimes people say, I bought it, I'm going to overspend. And yeah. that was the key. Not in your case,
yeah.
but it was good that we had that conversation to say, well, what yeah. is the kind of the minimum stuff that you need to do to get this rented?
Yeah.
So what I mean, in terms of cost then, so you paid 295. How much did you think you actually end up spending on the refurb, the light refurb?
So 295, and then obviously you know you've got the legals and stamp duties yeah. and everything like that.
Yeah.
I think all in, I think I've been about 310, something 310. Like that.
Yeah.
310, 315. So
yeah.
Somewhere around that much.
So you bought at three. So basically you spent 310, 315, revalued that 425. So straight away you've got an uplifted value of around £110,000.
Yeah.
Which is what in our world we start to then use that new value created as part of our deposit.
Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of analyzing, so it's all good that, and just for people who are listening here and just heard Jerome talk about Quiddity sourcing is basically, in effect, we can't buy everything. So we start to look for things every day, every week, every month. And eventually, when we're not buying, we can't buy everything, we then pass it on to our mentees. Like in your case, there's a Quiddity sourcing WhatsApp group that all the mentees are in, and they get first dibs. So anybody who's done the course gets first dib, because as part of my next question around the analysis bit. So the analysis bit is really important to me, because there's no point in somebody buying something. And that's why I've really honed it to mentees, because you guys have been taught how to analyze these properties, because I don't want to take all the responsibility of saying, Jerome, here's a four flats here, just buy it. No, I want someone to say, you know what, Jerome, here's four flats here. Can you do the analysis yourself and work out whether that is a good value? One, two, you'll be able to recycle your cash. So tell me a little bit more about, so from the course perspective, how did that help you to deal and understand the actually underlying value? And would you have been able to work that value out before doing the course with them? Mm.
So I think from the previous courses I did learn quite a bit about like valuing properties and learning how to look for different things like within a quarter of a mile or half a mile or even up to a mile and stuff like that. So I did learn those kind of things.
From comparables perspective.
From comparables yep. perspective, yeah. But I think from on the course, it was obviously it's different because you're dealing with multiple units.
Yes.
So I learned more about, okay, so how is this going to work from that kind of perspective?
So how do you then, so it's not one house you're valuing here. It's in your case, four flats.
Four flats, and they're different, you know, they're not the same.
They're different sizes as well.
Different sizes. Yeah. Different rooms, yeah. amounts of rooms, because like my one, it's not like it's all one bed. It's yeah. like two are one beds and two are three beds. And most of the blocks you're looking at, it's not very often that there's the same amount of rooms in each thing. So you need to learn to value different flats.
So for them, somebody who's not aware of this, so what Jeremy's describing now, in your block, you have one bed, three beds, but the one beds are 50, maybe 50 square meters, another three beds, 70, 80 square meters, and another yeah. one's 110, yeah. and the values are very different.
The values are different, yeah.
So how did the course then help you be able to assess that.
The main thing that helped me able to assess that was when you gave the task to assess like 20 blocks a week.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's week two, deal analysis.
Deal analysis. So from there, you know, it's kind of pretty intense because you've got to learn to, obviously it's a week and I don't want to, I've obviously invested in the course and I don't want to come to the next week and you're like, okay, Jerome, what have you done? And I'm like, oh, I've analyzed two blocks.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that I've done like 20 or 30. So from that process, quickly, you kind of learn and you kind of gave a like an overview of how to do it. And then I went on, you know, Excel, whatever, made my own spreadsheet to like kind of analyze and analyze pretty much every block that I could find.
Amazing.
And find out if this would be a good deal or not.
Bad deal.
And obviously you can't, there's so many places you can find blocks now, auction sites, you know, right.
Well, now you can because you know where to look.
Yeah, now you can. there's so many different places.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once get going through and analyzing them and then I was working out, this is what I would buy.
Yeah.
This is what I wouldn't buy.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, you can analyze maybe out of the 20, maybe there was two or three that I would have bought out of the 20.
And that's the reality. In terms of percentage-wise, you're talking 10% of whatever the number of deals you've got is probably going to work.
Yeah.
So in terms of the deal calculator that we, you know, week two, we go through the deal analysis. I give you the Excel spreadsheet. Is that that's what you're talking about in terms of in the Excel spreadsheet, we then I teach you how to take the purchase price and work through the detail of how many flats, how much is it worth, how much money you're going to spend on it. When you come to title split, what are the individual values per flat's going to be so that you can get your GDV? And then that then helps you to find two things. Remember, it's how much money are you going to be able to recycle out? And the second most important part is you take your money out, but also how much money you're going to be making each month. So using that Excel spreadsheet that we, you know, we give to mentees, does that then did that help you tremendously to then work out for the detail of these complex buildings?
That helped me a lot. Of course, I customized it a little bit to my own liking. Like for mine was an auction purchase, so I wanted to add the auction fees and stuff like that in there. So there's different things that you can do, but you just tailor it to your needs. But yeah, that gave me like a really great kind of starting point to then go in detail to analyze the different things, legal fees, and even like afters the title to you know legal fees to title split and things like that, and then bridging fees because you've got all that in the spreadsheet, like how much, and you can adjust it as well because you know the bridging fees are changing.
Correct.
So, you know, I kind of left it around 1%.
Yeah.
And even like for refinancing, you know, I was leaving the interest at around 6%.
Yeah.
If it's a bit lower.
And again, the calculator helps you to do that, to adjust those kind of variables.
Yeah.
One of the good things is you'll be happy to hear and you'll get access to this as an ex-mentee as well. We've done it now on a web-based basis. So people will be able to access this. Mentees will get it, but otherwise it will be a case of you can buy the actual deal calculator because that's one of the biggest problems. You know, people don't know how to analyze these blocks. So, in terms of moving on now, in terms of the blocks itself, so you've bought 295, spent 310, 315, got it revalued on entry, which means that they're saying, okay, by the time you title split them, you put them on four leases, you refinance them, you're going to get somewhere around 425, okay? We think it's probably going to be a little bit higher now because based on the condition of it, because of the size of these properties, you are still creating upwards of 100 grand in really not a lot of kind of effort, if you like. Imagine if you had to make 100 grand by buying one house and then selling it. I mean, you're going to have to be spending maybe upwards of 500,000-700,000 to get it at a discount of 500,000 to make a profit 100 grand. And it will probably take you 6 months. Do you think this process is a lot quicker? As long as you've got the right building, paid the right price for it, do you think this is a lot easier process?
Yes, for me.
From generating that kind of value.
For me and for what I would like to do, you know, for me. So, you know, my goal is kind of to slowly build up cash flow, the income over time.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of like negativity at the moment around like landlords and owning property and everything like that. But, you know, I think with this strategy, you know, my goal is to, once I refinance, because obviously I haven't refinanced yet, but once I do to you know go again and
use that money again, take that money and buy another one.
And that was kind of what I liked really about this strategy because you know, you are able to refinance quite a bit. It might not always be, you know, it might be all your money. It might be, you might leave some in, but, you know, you're not going to be leaving loads in. You're going to have enough to...
And I think this is one of the biggest point about title splitting as a strategy when I'm coaching it is basically, and I do it for myself, as you know, you're right. You know, sometimes 90% will come out. Sometimes 100%, sometimes 120% will come out. But the idea is most of that money comes back out. You use that same capital you have to buy the next block, and then this is about iteration, right? You know, and we've talked about it, two blocks a year, let's say the average block size is 5 or 6, you've got 12 units each year producing, let's say on average right now in 2025 we're making about £300 profit per unit. So that's, you know, if anybody's buying two blocks each year times 12, that's £3,600 in year one. You do that 5 years in a row, you're looking at £15,000. And that's the scale bit that I really like. And I think you will be getting to that point really. You know, once you refinance this one, you get the next one, and all of a sudden, you're at 5-10 grand in 3-4 years.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit more around surprises, challenges, anything that's come out from this process now that you are getting to the refinance part of it now. Mm. Any kind of major challenges or surprises that you've encountered?
Not major, but it's just little things, the small things that, you know, you don't really think about before. Yep. Like even trying to get the valuations done again, you know, it's a tenanted property, so you got to organize with the tenants and or with my letting agent, and they organize with the tenants. I think finding a good letting agent is quite a key thing, but luckily I found like a really good one.
Good. How did you find? What was your process?
It was, I think I went in Facebook or something, and for the area I was in, and I was just like, who can recommend me some letting agents in this area?
Amazing.
Basically, and a few names came up a couple of times. The same name came up a few times, so I contacted a couple of them, and just one of them was just really keen and was like asking me questions that I didn't know. You know, what kind of ASTs are they on? What he was asking me, all kinds of questions, like where are the tenancy deposit schemes? And I was like,
amazing.
I don't know. Like,
yeah.
So I was like, this guy's like really
he's on it.
He's on the ball.
You
know what I mean? So I think that, whereas the other ones that I contacted just kind of like sent me their fee. And that was it. Like, and it was like, okay, now this guy, and he was like, you know, really responsive. He was messaging me like on Facebook Messenger. He was messaging me back all the time. And then he was like, you know, they only looked after certain types of properties. Like, they don't want like
just any old rubbish. They want decent quality stuff.
Decent quality,
and I think that's really good to kind of to do that outside research. And Facebook's a great suggestion to kind of have a look on Facebook groups to see. And I think responsiveness is a massive thing. And I'd hope you'd say the same thing about me when you were buying your stuff.
Yeah.
You'd send me a WhatsApp message. Would you say responsiveness here is pretty good?
Yeah, that was like a really key thing for me, because you're available.
Yeah,
and there's been times where like I've messaged you or I've called you, you call me back, you're driving in the car, or like, you know, you'll say you might not be available, but you can contact like Naz or something like that. So you know, the other courses that I went to is not that kind of availability from the people.
This is what people, in my honest opinion, fail, because there'll be a simple question you've got, but you don't get the answer. And then you're like, hang on, do I buy this? Do I not buy this? Do I make that kind of financial commitment or not?
And thankfully,
I mean, thank you for saying it, because I think it matters to me, because I think I'd never want people to not have the answer, because that's what most people come to me, because they've been to these courses, but they went out of the room with lots of information, but not real tangible hand-holding that you need. And some need more, some need less, but ultimately you need some form of answers to your questions. Okay, just wrapping this up, Jerome, in terms of your biggest takeaway, not just about property, but about yourself, your mindset, and what your financial outlook looks like now, having completed the course, you are well on your way of refinancing this block here. What's changed since before coming onto the course now and to where you're sitting now?
I just think the thing that's changed for me is just the confidence to be able to do it. So now I feel like I can confidently analyze the deals. I feel like could be confident more with my, you know, my decisions.
Yeah.
And now I know the process.
Yeah.
So I know about, you know, different, all the little details that, yes, that has to be done.
Yeah.
That I would not have known before going through this purchase.
Yes.
So, and that's it.
That confidence is key, right? Yeah, if you don't have the confidence, it's a large amount of money we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And so what would you say to somebody considering this, you know, thinking about it, they listen to you, oh, this is a one-to-one title split course. Is it really worth doing? Would it make a difference? Or should I just pick a book or actually just keep watching YouTube videos?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I think you have to be ready to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And once you've kind of made that decision to invest in yourself, then I think it's a good thing to do it, because you can watch YouTube videos, you can read books,
yeah,
it's all good knowledge, yeah, as well. But then at some point when you're kind of ready to take the plunge,
yeah,
you can't turn to YouTube videos to help you contact, YouTube's not going to help you,
yeah,
at that point. You know, at that point you need to be able to speak with someone that's kind of done what you're looking
for. You need that kind of feedback response, right? You know, yeah, you've got a question, you get the answer, and YouTube is very much pushing information.
You can do it on your own back, which, yeah, is fine. You can do it as well.
Yeah.
And it might work out well, it might work out not. I didn't really want to take that chance.
Yeah.
I wanted to know that I was able to speak to someone that had done what I needed to do, rather than take the chance and make mistakes.
Yeah. So last thing, you are, let's say, a month away from taking your money out. What would you do next? Are you going to revisit the process that I taught you, sourcing, deal analysis, and then get to buy again your next book? Is that what the next thing is for Jerome?
Yeah. So, yeah, I've already started looking. So, yeah, I'm really looking, putting offers in and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm just trying to line up the next one.
Amazing. And what does the family say now where you are at? Because, yeah, they must have thought, hang on a minute, what is this, yeah, about? And, yeah, now you're at the end of it, and have you shown them the uplifting value? Have you kind of been telling them about what's happening?
I've been showing them and telling them about the process. You know, we've got like a WhatsApp group, so I always
amazing
post what I'm doing in there and the progress and what's happening. So
family happy?
Yeah, they're happy. They just want to keep it going.
Amazing. Well, listen, Jerome, thank you so much for taking the time out from a busy life, not just work, but investment and everything else. But it's important to share journeys, because people are here saying, oh, well, this guy's been doing it for 25 years. But actually, it's quite nice to hear from somebody who's thought about it, then went to research it, did the course, has invested and bought, and now taking his money out and looking for the next deal already. And I think that journey is really important. So thank you so much from our perspective. And no doubt, obviously, I'm still around to be helping you as we go on as well. So thanks again. And hopefully we will be speaking to you on your next, actually, we'll get you over on the next block that you end up buying.
Yeah, so no problems. Anytime.